The Environmental Protection Agency is holding a public hearing in Seattle tomorrow on the risk assessment the agency recently released looking at how mining could impact the Bristol Bay ecosystem. It's the first in a series of meetings that will continue in Alaska next week. Ashley Ahern reports the Seattle-based fleet is watching the process closely.
Yeah, let's run it outside all the way down.
Fisherman's Terminal in Seattle is all a bustle this time of year. Bearded, weathered-looking men are checking nets, sanding down hulls, and climbing around on boats. They're getting ready to make the trip to the rich salmon fishing grounds of Alaska. They've done this for decades. Ray Forsman and Jason Lake are reconnecting steering lines on Forsman's ship, the Silver Isle. It's a 60-foot fishing vessel that'll be heading to Alaska in the coming days.
I'll look in the engine room and see. I don't think there's any obstructions right
here. Jason Lake doesn't miss a beat when I ask him about the Pebble Mine, the one that could be built near Bristol Bay. He's been fishing there for 25 years.
No, they put that mine in. It's going to be the worst thing for Bristol. You know, look at what every other mine has done. So it's just a sad deal.
Lake's not alone in his concerns. Fishermen around the Northwest fear mining in that pristine watershed could destroy salmon spawning habitat and hurt their industry. Nearly 1,000 Washingtonians hold commercial fishing permits in Bristol Bay, bringing in over $100 million a year in revenue to the state. Sport fishermen in Oregon and Washington bring in close to another $100 million each year from fishing in the Bristol Bay watershed. That's prompted politicians in both states to call on the Environmental Protection Agency to step in. And the EPA listened. The agency just released a report that's over 1,000 pages long and assesses risks to 20,000 square miles surrounding Bristol Bay. The report says mining could block streams and reduce water quality. Road development and waste storage facilities could destroy habitat. Just to be clear, though, the mining companies have not yet submitted an application for a permit to mine. Mike Heatwell is a spokesman for the Pebble Partnership, which represents the mining companies interested in Bristol Bay.
For such an important subject to be rushing through a study when there is no permit application and full information in front of an agency is of extreme concern to us, and we're not alone in that.
The Alaska Attorney General wrote a letter to the EPA saying that the agency's review is, quote, unlawfully preemptive, arbitrary, capricious, and vague. The letter also said the state will explore all available legal options if the EPA tries to exert any authority under the Clean Water Act. Dennis McLaren is the head of EPA Region 10, which includes Alaska and the Northwest. He says the EPA has not made any decisions about regulatory action on Pebble Mine. Right now, they're gathering information.
We think we have very clear authority to do science and study watersheds, and we've used that extensively around the country. So any discussion about regulatory authority is something that really should come later down the road.
The EPA will hold public hearings about the report in Seattle and Alaska. The Pebble Partnership is in the process of finalizing plans for the mine and could submit a permit application by the end of the year. Bristol Bay opens for salmon fishing on Friday. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.